Your state's charter school system is unconstitutional, so said the state Supreme Court. That's because charter schools don't have an oversight board elected by voters, so they can't get state money. One of the possible fixes lawmakers have in mind would move oversight to local school boards. This is a bipartisan bill written by Democrat Senator Andy Billig, Republican Senator Michael Baumgartner, both from Spokane, and that plan sounds good to Brenda McDonald, the CEO of a Spokane charter school called Pride Prep.
For us, we were already under local control, so our school district, our local school district, Spokane, provided significant oversight to both of the two Spokane schools.
What do you like about this plan?
I think the plan starts to get us toward a fix so that charter schools can stay open. I appreciate the fact that both Senator Billig and Baumgartner are, you know, attempting to find a solution that will work in the realm of governance and also trying to find a way for charter schools to stay open.
So basically, this idea puts the governance of charter schools in the hands of local districts. I could understand you liking more local control because you like charter schools and they're relatively popular in Spokane. What about charter schools in districts that don't like them?
That's where the bill falls short, and there's no appeal process. So in other states across the country, oftentimes, in these kinds of bills, you know, first you apply to the district, and if the district doesn't authorize you, then there's an appeal process to another entity. In this particular bill, it doesn't have that provision. So it really limits school choice for families and students across the state simply because it gives the authority to the district to choose whether or not they want families and students to have charters as a choice.
Maybe we'll have parents moving from a place that feels one way about charter schools to a place more to their liking.
A lot of the kids that we're trying to serve, their families couldn't afford to do that. They wouldn't have the means to be able to just hop from one district to another.
So that's a problem with this. You like the approach overall, but this is a problem for you.
It is. You know, we have open enrollment schools. We serve all kids. We have special education students in our schools. We have low-income students in our schools. We have other students that are at risk, and it's really important to us that they continue to have options and choices regardless of, you know, the zip code that they're in.
You know, there are people who don't like charter schools to begin with who say that they siphon money away from traditional public schools, which is the last thing we need. What is your response?
Well, we're operating as a public school, and we provide public education, same as other public schools across our district and the state of Washington. Our staff are public school employees. It's just a different type of choice.
But the state Supreme Court ruled that you're not a public school.
Right. So we're trying to get a legislative fix with that.
If this bill passes and more power is put in the hands of school districts, does that solve the problem?
I don't think it solves the problem. It only solves the problem for districts that want charter schools. It doesn't solve a statewide problem, which is voters approved a desire to have greater choice in public education, and this would limit some of that choice. So it starts to give us a fix. I don't think it isn't a statewide fix.
If none of the ideas for saving charter schools go through in the legislature, what would your school do?
Well, we would probably work with Spokane schools to figure out if we can operate with them. That would be one option for us. That would probably be our only option. I guess the other option is to close.
Brenda McDonald, CEO of Pride Prep School, a charter school in Spokane. This proposed fix to our charter school system gets a hearing today in Olympia. And remember, lawmakers have got to do something because the voters approved charter schools last year and they're up and running, and yet the state Supreme Court says the way we're paying for them is unconstitutional. So we're going to follow which fix makes it to the governor's desk.